What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well on this amazing Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We're going to jump in. Again, you can get the Engaging Heaven devotional. That's how we're reading it. August 17th, the verse is found in Psalm 77, verse 11, Passion Translation, I will remember. It says, I could never forget all your miracles, my God, as I remember all the wonders of old. One of the greatest tools we have as believers is remembering the works of the Lord. Years ago, priests would write on their staffs what God did in their lives. There will be times when we don't have the answer, and we'll need to remember what God has done in our past. On the way to the promised land, the Israelites died in the wilderness because they forgot God's works, and they forgot all the wonders he had shown them. Psalm 78:11. The key to breakthrough is in your life is to remember the works of the Lord. The enemy wants us to remember our pain. We've all been hurt, offended, and lied to. It's really easy to remember that stuff. But the minute we start deleting bitterness and carving God's wonders on our staffs so we won't forget, that's the minute the enemy can no longer lead us away to die in the wilderness. The further thought of Engaging Heaven is, what has God done in your past? Don't forget it. What is he doing in your life right now? Write it down. You know, you ever talk to somebody that's been hurt, like just really hurt? It's crazy because if you hear them talk about it years later, it's almost like the wound is still fresh. I was always fascinated about that. I've always been like, man, bro, it's been 25 years. Why are you still this way? I've had people in my past, they're so seething with anger about something I don't even know and a person I wasn't even. And it's interesting. I've watched people sit at the altar, get experiences by God, and then forget them. But yet the devil will make you remember pain like so fresh. The Bible tells us to remember those deeds. Why? Because it's easy to forget. Because the devil wants you to forget. Because there's power in remembering. And we've always, you know, you've heard me talk about it. When people have been at their lowest, at their worst point in life, I tell them, write a list. Why are we writing a list? Number one, you're going through some dark things and you need to remember what the Lord's done. And number two, as you write them down, I believe something gets activated inside of you to just see the faithfulness of God. The truth is, no matter what you're going through, he has gotten you out of it. God has spared you. He's protected you. He's come through. And you have to remember those things. If you're in a financial press at the moment, know that God has come through in the past, and it's about time you remember it. If you're praying for a child that's been struggling or maybe they're wayward, remember that God has put his hand on your child before and he's going to protect them and lead them through. And so, you know, remembering is everything. God's been faithful to you. God's come through for you. You know, David said, you know, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, you know, in whether I abase or abound, you know, the Bible says that he was content and trusted God through all things. Like, we have to be that way. And so, you know, I'll tell you today, there's some things that would work out in your life today if you just reflected on him. If you just remembered what he did, focused on those mighty deeds. You know, there's a book called the Israelites. They drank from the river, but they died in the wilderness. How do you drink from the river, but yet you die in the wilderness? Because you forget what God did. Because somehow God's miraculous provisions, just a fleeting thought now, somehow the massive deliverance God gave you, you forgot. I have a tattoo on my arm. Makes a lot of people uncomfortable, but it says the word broken. Now, probably not the best word in the world, but I will tell you, it was in one of the darkest seasons of my life that I wondered where God was. And I remember the moment that he visited me and said, do you remember what you feel right now? And I said, I feel like you're trying to kill me and you don't like me. And the Lord said, this is brokenness. And if you never forget this moment, I'll change the world through you. That's what the Lord told me. You know, the Bible says a broken heart, a contrite spirit, God would never deny. And I realized that I wasn't broken, meaning I'm not made whole. I was broken in meaning I wanted a contrite spirit. Contrite is a word used in like women's makeup. And it's so finely ground down that it's like you can't even see the fullness of it. And I believe that our lives have to be so finely ground down so we're just hidden in Him. And at that moment, I thought, man, I never want to forget. I never want to forget the season I've been through. I never want to forget the pain. I never want to forget how amazing God delivered me from all of this destruction. And that's where that tattoo came from, you know? And it's a reminder that although my life is full and I don't even look like I've been broken, I have been. And it just only reflects on God's faithfulness. It's not us, it's Him. And that just serves as a reminder, you know? You don't have to get a tattoo to remind you. But my point is, you better find something to remind you. You better do something to write down to remember what God's done for you, because not remembering is like destruction. You don't need convincing that God's going to come through. He already has. You don't need to wonder if He's going to make a way. He already has so many times. You have got to remember what He's done in the ways that He's made before, because He is the way maker. And so, Lord, today I thank you for every person listening to this devotional, that you're going to make a way. You already have, and you will again. You're faithful, Father. We consider you faithful today. We love you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on. Love you guys. Great devotional today. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.